It was October 25th, 1959. Then Massachusetts Senator John F. Kennedy visited a luncheon rally of Democratic committeemen in DeKalb County. Then he made remarks before more than 1,000 people at the Egyptian Theater in downtown DeKalb. Here's how DeKalb County Democratic Chairwoman Dorothy O'Brien introduced the author of Profiles in Courage. The community largely favored Republican candidates.
For a Democrat so prominent to come to DeKalb County, Illinois, he certainly should be entered in Profiles in Courage.
Alex Nerad is executive director of the Egyptian Theater. He says a donated recorded copy of the 18-minute speech will be played on the same day this year as the original speech. Nerad says elements of those 1959 remarks are timeless.
So many of the same talking points are still being used today. And it's kind of amusing to hear him talk about, you know, his assumptions of what the United States is going to be like in 2000 and how other superpowers around the world are going to be acting. So it's really cool, besides from the nostalgic factor of having a recording of Kennedy speaking on our stage.
Kennedy offered this thought on the broader duty of political parties.
Both political parties have a responsibility as they face the 1960 election. It's not enough, in other words, for us to be politically successful. It seems to me what is essential is that during that election, we discuss in a realistic way the hard facts of existence in the coming world.
And he addressed the space race and economic battles among nations.
You cannot help but feel that the power and prestige of the United States has declined during the last 7 years in relation to that of the Soviet Union and the Chinese. We cannot accept being second best to the moon or unable to decide how we're going to deal with agricultural surpluses, which in effect, of course, are a great national asset.
Late into the speech, Kennedy accuses the country of going soft.
What is happening to us as a nation? Profits are up, but so are the sale of tranquilizers and the number of children dropping out of school. We are, I'm afraid, in danger of losing something solid at the core. We are in need of that pioneer and pilgrim spirit which built this country of ours. We take for granted our security, our liberty, and our future when we cannot take any of them for granted.
Nerad says the visit shows even a small town can play an important role in national politics.
I think sometimes small towns across America feel like they either get left out or they're not as important. And so it was a big deal to have then Senator Kennedy come to DeKalb and speak, you know, to a county that was primarily Republican and very conservative at that time. So for him to get a full house, a packed house here at the Egyptian Theater at that time was pretty impressive, and it was pretty impressive for him to have come and visited the area. It helps shed some light on the fact that, you know, the politics do affect all of us.
The audio will be played along with visuals. Then speech historian Jim Gibbons will offer a presentation on the life of John F. Kennedy. I'm Jenna Dooley.